Joining us now is NHPR's Casey McDermott. It's not unusual for local officials across New Hampshire to be asked to turn over emails or other records under the state's right to know law. It is unusual, however, for local officials to be on the receiving end of a public records request from the state itself. Now, that's the position that city clerks in Manchester and Laconia found themselves in recently when they received public records requests from the Secretary of State's office. And Casey is here with more on what's behind this story and the concerns that it's prompting about the relationship between state and local election officials. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Rick.
Okay, Casey, we know the New Hampshire Secretary of State's office filed these right-to-know requests with election officials in two cities, in Manchester and Laconia. First question is, why?
So the Secretary of State's office sent their letter to Manchester and Laconia on November 30th. But before we get back into the details of the right-to-know requests, we should probably take a step back, because this back-and-forth centers on a new technology called e-poll books. And those are basically a digital version of the paper checklists that New Hampshire voters are used to seeing when they arrive at the polls. And this seemingly benign administrative technology has actually been the source of some disagreement between state and local officials. There was a proposal earlier this year to do an e-poll book pilot in three states during the state primary, but Secretary of State Bill Gardner and his staff were opposed to that effort. They were worried about getting that in place in time for the election. Many local election officials, on the other hand, say this is a change that they would like to see moved forward on, and they really just wanted to test it out so that they could evaluate the pros and cons.
Okay, so there's a dispute between the two parties here, but what's with the right-to-know requests?
So the Secretary of State says they want to find out what kind of communications that election clerks in Manchester and Laconia were having about electronic poll books with lobbyists, legislators, and advocacy groups in advance of that proposal. In all, the state wants emails and other records going back over an 18-month time period. That would go back to July 2015.
Okay, and seemingly that would take some work. If election clerks in other cities and towns were also supporting the push to do this e-poll book pilot, then why is the Secretary of State's office singling out Manchester and Laconia?
So I asked Deputy Secretary of State Dave Scanlon the same thing, and he says that the way his office sees it, the clerks in those two cities seemed to be the most involved in pushing the pilot last year. But there's another layer to this. Scanlon also claimed that Manchester and Laconia were pushing the legislation as part of a larger, quote, organized effort, unquote, with advocacy groups. And that's really important, because the Secretary of State's records request isn't just about e-poll books. It's actually a response to another request that office received earlier this year from an advocacy organization called America Votes. And that's a national progressive group that's pushed states to address voting issues. Here in New Hampshire, for example, they've opposed changes to the state's voter ID laws and tried to push the state to launch online voter registration.
Okay.
So back in May, America Votes asked the Secretary of State for a bunch of records, including conversations that state officials were having about e-poll books, but also on a bunch of other issues. So now, in turn, Scanlon says the Secretary of State's office is trying to find out what kind of communication was taking place between that group and local election officials.
Okay, so what do the clerks make of this?
So to be clear, the city clerks say they had no involvement in that records request that America Votes filed, and they were kind of perplexed by the idea that they were somehow being drawn into this dispute. But more broadly, there's a concern here that the state is singling out just these two cities, because they also happen to be places where the city clerks have spoken up about wanting to see broader changes in how the state runs its elections. Matt Normand in Manchester was the one who really got the ball rolling on that e-poll book pilot earlier this year. And Mary Reynolds in Laconia also helped with those efforts. But in recent months, she's also spoken up more broadly about wanting to see a more proactive approach to voting modernization from the Secretary of State's office. And she says she can't help but feel like the state's singling out her and Normand for stepping out of line.
Okay, so what does this say about the bigger picture of the working relationship between the Secretary of State's office and local clerks?
So there are a couple hundred town clerks across the state, and a lot of them will tell you that they don't have any problems with the Secretary of State's office. And Reynolds and Normand also say that they were never trying to undermine the Secretary of State, even if they did sometimes disagree with how the office ran things. But both Reynolds and Normand say they were disappointed with the state's decision to immediately resort to filing a right-to-know request instead of, you know, for example, picking up the phone or otherwise trying to have a conversation to clear up any misunderstandings that might exist between the two sides. Both clerks say they plan to comply with the records request, but they're also kind of warning that it could take a while, maybe even months, and lots of hours of local staff time to come up with all of the documents that the Secretary of State is looking for.
Okay, and I'm sure you'll be following up on this story.
I will indeed.
All right, thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Rick.